Specialty Crop News, sponsored by the Almond Board of California. Find them online at almondboard.com. With the start of spring, we're focusing on early season leaf tissue sampling for nitrogen. Professor of Plant Nutrition at UC Davis, Patrick Brown, says, especially with the new nitrogen regulations.
There is a need for both new approaches to deciding on the amount of nitrogen that will be applied in a given year, and also new approaches to sample your trees so that you know that they are performing to their optimal ability.
He says traditionally sampling has been done in August, but a new method calls for sampling in April.
Typically or historically, leaf samples have been taken by most growers, collected in August, and contrasted with the values that were established by the University of California over the last 20 years or so. The new approach that we have been working with the Almond Board to develop is to take samples early in the season, in April, and to use that analysis to give the growers guidance as to the status of the nutrition in their orchard and to give them a sense of comfort about how to adopt the new nitrogen management plans. The proposed approach, which most growers will be required to take as we implement the new rules, is for nitrogen fertilization rates to be established based upon the expected yield of the orchard in a given year. And to do that optimally, growers will need to firstly make a prediction of their nitrogen demand and then the crop load that they expect in early part of the season, and then as they go through the season to make adjustments as a more accurate assessment of the crop value, the amount of crop on the tree becomes evident. The early tissue sampling, which would be collected in April with the results available to the grower from most of the testing labs around the state in early May, will give the growers a sense of how rich the trees are in nitrogen, and that piece of information, along with the nutrient budgets that they've calculated, will allow the growers to optimize their nitrogen management, minimize waste, and get the best productivity out of their trees.
We have more from Brown on our website, agnetwest.com, and we'll continue our series with him tomorrow.